interesting in the Gospels when we hear that Jesus went out in his ministry to proclaim the gospel of the kingdom, and then he instructs his disciples with the same instructions, that they would go forth and proclaim the gospel of the kingdom. That word proclaim is really derived from a compound word which comes from the verb clamare, which means to call out or to cry out. And pro, of course, is really just a preposition to mean for or to follow through. And so really, in a way, what Jesus is inviting his disciples to do, or what he's asking his disciples to do, is to be, in a way, like a John the Baptist, to be calling out or to be crying out about the good news of the kingdom and of the salvation that has arrived in Jesus Christ. And he instructs them and commands them to participate in the exact same mission that Jesus himself did. And in fact, when Jesus looks with pity at the crowd and sees them as sheep without a shepherd, in his instructions to the disciples, he's really then inviting them as ambassadors of his love and mercy to go out and do the same thing which the Lord himself has done. It really is an incredible dignity that the Lord has given to us as his disciples, that he invites us to be collaborators or to be sharers in the very mission that he himself carried out. It's also worth noting that in the context of our discipleship of Jesus, that we disciple him for our own benefit, for our own peace of heart, and because it gives meaning to our life and it is the reason for our life. But it's also worth noting that discipleship in and of itself is inherently ordered toward calling out or toward going out. That discipling Jesus doesn't just mean enjoying our relationship with him for ourselves, but it means to proclaim and to invite and to offer that same relationship and that same ministry of Jesus for other people. I suppose in the world that we live in, as has always been the case, one has to be rather prudent in how one accomplishes this work of proclaiming. And sometimes it can be even done in rather subtle ways. Remember the vocation story of one of our sisters here in the community, and she was saying at her workplace that her conversion was really brought about by the very peaceful, serene presence of one of her colleagues at work. That there were all sorts of things going on, and day after day, this particular individual was just remarkably calm and peaceful about everything that was going on, despite the turmoil. And it kind of got to the point where she so admired this serene countenance of the person that she went and asked and kind of said, well, how do you do it? How is it even possible that you're able to remain such a peaceful disposition in spite of all this? And she discovered that the individual was having a very deep relationship with the Lord, that she was rooted in the peace of Jesus, and that this was really the anchor of her life. And it was really based on that kind of a silent witness, which became a kind of proclamation unto itself, that really inspired this now sister to kind of change her life, convert, and to go deeper in her own discipleship. My brothers and sisters, there are different ways to proclaim the Lord Jesus in our families, in among our friends, among our colleagues, in the world around us. Some of them are more subtle than others. But today's liturgy reminds us that at the root of discipleship is really this sharing, which is precisely an invitation to share in the ministry of Jesus and an invitation to share in the goodness of a relationship with the Most Holy Trinity, with those around us. And so as we go forward today, let us ask God for the grace that we would always see our discipleship of Jesus as being something for our own benefit, yes, but also with the mission attached to it, to go out and share the good news and to share Jesus with others. Amen.